I'm Kirk Lindon, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Colbert announces his possible bid for president and apologizes to Trump. Jimmy Fallon explains why Obama's in hot water, and Stephen Colbert discusses his reveal on late-night Russian TV. This and more in today's Punchlines.
There's more election hacking news. According to the Washington Post, Barack Obama knew about the plot last August and that it was based on Putin's specific instructions to defeat or at least damage the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, and help elect her opponent, Donald Trump. And Putin was successful. The only person who did more damage to Hillary Clinton's campaign was Hillary Clinton. Now, reportedly, Obama agonized over what to do. He even authorized the planting of cyber weapons, the digital equivalent of bombs. I think that means they were playing Minesweeper.
Actually, though, Obama's taking some heat right now because it came out that two senators tried to warn him that Russia was trying to hack the election and he ignored them. Trump promises that if he ever gets top secret information about Russia, he'll do the responsible thing and tweet it. And that's
what you do.
He also tweeted, "The real story is that President Obama did nothing after being informed in August about Russian meddling with 4 months looking at Russia, ... under a magnifying glass. They have zero tapes of tea people colluding. There is no collusion and no obstruction. I should be given apology." You know what? No. Look, I'm a big enough man to apologize. And I think I speak for the majority of Americans when I say, I'm sorry you're president. It's just high-level Americans have ties to Russia. But this time, the ties were me. And while I was in St. Petersburg, I was a guest on the Russian late-night talk show Evening Urgant. It's hosted by the very talented Ivan Urgant. Ivan, I presume, is Russian for Jimmy. I'm not entirely sure. But for those of you not familiar with late-night TV in Russia, it might seem a little foreign. Let me explain it to you. A white male host does some monologue jokes, then sits behind a desk to interview celebrities. It works over there somehow, I'm not sure. And while talking to Yvonne, I accidentally made some news on purpose.
I am here to announce that I am considering a run for president in 2020. And...
Stop.
And I thought it would just be better to cut out the middleman and just tell the Russians myself. If anyone would like to work on my campaign in an unofficial capacity, please, just let me.
Steven.
Now, to be clear, all I said in that little clip there was that I was considering a run. If I decide to run, obviously, I'm not going to ask the Russians to help my campaign, okay? I'd have my son-in-law ask them.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.